This Dream Team interview is brought to you by Cameron High School. I'm talking to Coach Jacob Meyer of the Cameron High School boys team, and his nominations this year are Nick Helmick and Elliot Turner. Coach, let's start with things that really don't pop out on the stat sheet. What are some things in these players' respective games that aren't really on the stat sheet?
Yeah, that's easy to talk about with these two guys. They're both really great leaders here for our basketball team and our program. Both of them do a great job in the classroom, are excellent students and good role models for not only their teammates but their classmates also. And then also just the work ethic and the positive attitude that those two bring to practice every day. They come in there with the right mindset to work hard and to get better and just fun to be around every day at practice. So definitely the things they did, you know, off the court really set a good example for our other players and for their classmates.
Now let's talk about on the court. Nick, 12.3 points per game, you have it written down, and Elliot, 6.5 points per game. Tell me a little bit about their offensive capabilities and maybe even some of their defensive capabilities on the court this year that's really helped your team and put them in a good spot to win every night.
Yeah, I'll discuss Nick first here a little bit. And as you mentioned there and said, he was our leading scorer for us, averaged 12.3 points a game. And he's a versatile scorer for us. Nick's got the ability to knock down the three-point shot here, but he's also, you know, very good at being able to put the ball on the floor and drive hard to the basket and being able to finish there in the paint when he gets in there. So he was also a good free-throw shooter for us and shot at about a 72% clip when he got to the free-throw line. So he's able to score in a lot of different ways for us. And defensively, you know, Nick is definitely one of our better on-ball defenders. So he would always, most games, you know, if we were running man, that game would draw a lot of times the other team's top scorers, just, you know, especially if they were, you know, a guard or a forward type player. So, you know, he definitely is able to, you know, help affect games for us, not only on the offensive end, but on the defensive end as well. And then Elliot, like you said, 6.5 points per game. He was our third leading scorer on the team this season. And really, Elliot definitely got better all 4 years of high school with his shot and his offensive game. But this year, I thought he really, really improved on his attacking the basket, you know, using a shot fake and putting the ball on the floor and driving hard to the basket and finishing. And then also just being able to get offensive rebounds for us and put those back in and go back up and, you know, get those second chance points for us. So then on the defensive end, Elliot was, you know, one of our our top rebounder. Got 5 rebounds per game on the season, and really a lot of times would draw the other teams, you know, their top offensive post player and do a good job defensively for us on that. So, yeah, those guys, again, not only offensively helped us, but definitely were good defenders for us and, you know, good on the rebounding on the glass too.
All right, Elliot's a senior coach. I want to talk about kind of the legacy he's going to leave behind because his high school career is just months away from ending.
Yeah, we'll definitely miss Elliot. And when I talk of Elliot, I kind of think a lot of the 6 seniors that we had this season. They are all very similar in the fact that they're just great kids. They work extremely hard. They're very coachable. They always brought a positive attitude to practice, and they always put the team first above anything else, above stats or individual things. And so when I'm talking about Elliot with that legacy, it's really kind of going to all 6 of those seniors. I'm just teaching the other guys that, you know, it's important that everybody's always pulling in the same direction on the rope and that, you know, to put the team first and, you know, no one's bigger than the team. And those guys always had that mindset and demonstrated that. And I think that's what they're going to pass on to the kids returning here and the underclassmen is just, you know, come in with the right attitude to work hard every day and do whatever you can to help the team be successful.